Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Acts chapter 20, verses 17 through 38. The Reverend Dr. Corey Rajek is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Acts chapter 20. Now from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews. How I did not shrink back from declaring to you anything that was profitable, and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance towards God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course in the ministry that I have received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay attention, careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And there was much weeping on the part of all. They embraced Paul and kissed him, being sorrowful most of all because of the word he had spoken, that they would not see his face again. And they accompanied him to the ship. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Goodbyes are never easy, and yet they are a part of our world. At almost every major event in life, a goodbye is spoken. A best friend next door moves away, and we say goodbye. We taste a little bit of freedom, go off to college, and we say goodbye to parents and family. We get married, have children, and we say goodbye to the single life. And until the kids are a little older, we say goodbye to some peace and quiet. And then we ourselves get older. Perhaps we battle an illness. And if we're fortunate, we have a chance to say our final goodbyes. saying goodbye to someone we love, someone we care about, someone who's impacted our lives is one of the most difficult things to do. As our missionaries are completing their orientation and preparing for their deployment, I suspect that there will be more than a few goodbyes spoken today and in the coming days. Goodbyes spoken to each other. Goodbyes spoken to our staff. And very soon, goodbyes spoken to loved ones. Goodbyes are never easy. And yet, they are a part of our world. In our text for today, St. Paul knows how true this sentence is. You see, St. Paul is saying goodbye to some very special people. He was on his third missionary journey, traveling back to Jerusalem, hoping that he would arrive in time to celebrate Pentecost. And it was for that reason that Paul decides to bypass Ephesus. Proceeding down the west coast of Anatolia, as St. Luke says, so that he might not have to spend time in Asia. It wasn't that Paul did not want to stop in Ephesus, but Paul knew that goodbyes are not easy. He knew that if he had gone to Ephesus, he probably would not have made it back to Jerusalem in time for the celebration. And so Paul takes a detour. He takes a different path, which leads to the request, his request, that the elders of the Ephesian church come to him. Now you must understand, these were people with whom Paul was extremely close. These were people whom he had worked with for 3 long years, much longer than he had spent with any other church he planted. To these very special people, Paul desires to say his goodbye. He knew that they would never see his face again. Goodbyes are never easy. Today, our Lord wants you to know, especially you, our newest missionaries, that as you say goodbyes, as you deploy to the work that he has given you to do around the world for the building up of his kingdom, our Lord wants you to know, he wants you to be mindful that the world, the devil, and even our own sinful flesh will fight against you. They will throw obstacles in your way. Obstacles of visas, obstacles of loneliness, obstacles of just simply getting along with your coworkers. Yet our Lord wants you to know that you do not journey alone. He is there with you to bring hope and help and healing and reconciliation. You have his promise to never leave you nor forsake you. Our Lord wants you to know that your goodbyes are not forever, because his promise is forever. And all because he said goodbye to his heavenly Father. He said goodbye to the heavenly host. He said goodbye to the eternal throne of his kingdom. He said goodbye to it all in order to become one of us he said goodbye in order to take on our flesh. He said goodbye in order to take up the cross. Jesus willingly gave up everything, even his very life, so that we might not have to. So that we might receive him, given and shed, flowing from his altar of grace. Because he said goodbye, our Lord has changed our goodbyes forever. He has made them temporary. And one day our Lord will call us home. And we will know that happy reunion in the presence of God and all who have gone before us in faith. One of the greatest joys I had, first as a pastor, and then later as a missionary, is knowing that God is faithful, that he kept his promise to me, the promise he made in the Great Commission, "Behold, I am with you always to the very end of the age." He kept it for me. For every time I knelt at the altar, whether here in the United States as a pastor, or in Latvia, or the Eurasia region, as a missionary, he kept it for me. It didn't matter where. I knew that I was joined with the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven, singing praise to God for the blessed salvation he won, for the blessed gift given and shed for me. The blessed gift given and shed for you. In his vision of heaven recorded in the book of Revelation, John is permitted to peer into the future. He is permitted to look into eternity. And what John sees is what we call the Una Sancta, the one holy Christian and apostolic church. What John sees is all who have by faith received the Lord Jesus during their earthly lives. They are gathered together around the throne of the Lamb, celebrating the victory of Christ in his kingdom, which has no end. What an image John paints. What a joy. And what a reminder to us all that though our goodbyes are never easy, they are also never forever. And they do not compare to the joy God has in store for the faithful who receive him. Receiving Christ by faith through the Holy Spirit working through word and sacrament, that is where God has promised to work. Word and sacrament, that is where God makes disciples. It is where God nourishes us in faith. Word and sacrament is where Christ has promised to be present. And it is where others will find him. This is what each one of us has been called to according to our vocation, to lead people to the place of Christ, to the place he has promised to work, to the place he has promised to forgive and restore and give life. To the font, to the altar, to his spoken word, spoken from the lips of faithful pastors in pulpits, and to laity in conversations with neighbors throughout the world. This is the work of the Office of International Mission, to spread the gospel, to plant Lutheran churches, and to show mercy. This is our work. Each and every one of us gathered here today, whether we are in the United States or in the farthest reaches of the earth, we are called by virtue of our baptism to lead people to the gifts of Christ. We've all said it to someone, a best friend who has moved away, or at a life-changing event, like going off to college, or getting married, or having children, or at the graveside of a loved one. Saying goodbye is never easy. You know that. St. Paul knew that. But more importantly, our Lord knows that. He who has defeated sin, death, and the devil for us knows that. He who has overcome the world and redeemed our own sinful flesh knows that. He who has promised to be with us always to the very end of the age knows that. And he has done something about it. Because of his sacrifice, and though they are never easy, our goodbyes are short-lived. They are temporary. As the hymn writer reminds us, I am but a stranger here. Heaven is my home. And heaven is your home. Through faith in him who comes in word and sacrament to make disciples of all nations, heaven is your home. Even as we eagerly await the final day of the resurrection of all flesh, when we will say goodbye to all of our goodbyes forever. Indeed, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.